Drapery panels can transform the ambiance of a room, adding elegance, warmth, softness, and personality. Today, I'm going to be guiding you through measuring for drapery panels, how to do so, and how to achieve the fullness and perfect height that you see in all of the designer pictures on Instagram. Welcome to Bloom and Home, your go-to podcast to receive tips and inspiration for your next elegant and modern home remodel. I am your host, Tiffany Nguyen, a professional interior designer, co-founder of Aculus Interiors, a custom window treatment and closet system studio. How do you get the professional look for your drapery panels? And also, how do you know you're hiring the right professional to help you with your drapery panels? All of these things. You don't have to be an expert in draperies, but it's good to know the lingo and be a smart shopper. So that's what I wanted to achieve in sharing with you today, to give you confidence and some language so that you know also what the heck they're talking about when they're asking you, what fullness do you want? What height do you want? What hem do you want? What type of pleat do you want on the top? All of these things. Draperies are very detailed. And the beauty of draperies is all in the details. And proper measurement and proper hanging are essential for these beautiful fabrics to showcase your windows, to bring you the maximum light. And to really make magic in your space. So the first one, let's just talk about understanding the fullness of windows. What is fullness? And then I'll talk to you about how to know the lingo of fullness. Fullness refers to the amount of fabric used in the drapery panels relative to the width of the window. So more fabric results in a fuller, more luxurious looking drapery. Typically, drapery panels are 1.5 to 2.5 times the width of the window to achieve adequate fullness. So how do you determine panel width? You order each panel two times the width of your window for a full look. So what does that mean? In an example, your window is 60 inches wide. If you want the panels to be full versus flat when they're closed, because you can have them decorative, but also if you want to open and close them, when you close them, in order for them to be not flat and to still have a wave and a pleat to them, so you take the window, you multiply it by 2, and that equals 120 inches. So that way, when you close the panels, there's some wave and there's not just a flat sheet of fabric. So therefore, you would need two panels, each at 60 inches wide, to achieve the desired fullness of when you close it, since we're doing two panels. If you were to stack it to the left or the right and not have it be a center open, then that one large panel would be 120 inches, and it would stack all the way to the left. Now remember, I'm talking about stack. Your stack is the panel sitting there on the wall, fully open. So you want to then have that as much as you can to allow the light in, stack off the window. And with it being a side stack, it might be challenging for it not to overlap over the window. And that's okay as well. Just consider what your architectural, constraints are. But typically, we do center open because usually they center a window on the wall. So then you have about 24 inches on either side to the corner, or maybe more, or maybe less. So all of those things kind of come into play about, okay, this panel is going to be 60 inches, but then when it's stacked, you kind of fold it up, and it may equal to about 28 inches once it's all opened and stacked. So just remember that as you're thinking about how long you want your rod to be, because you want your rod to be longer than the window, so the fabric can stack off of the window and allow that magnificent light to come in and to brighten the room. Now measuring the length. The length of your drapery panels depends on the personal preference for you. All of us designers are going to say floor to ceiling is optimal. And you know why it's optimal? It's because that's where the magic of the illusion comes in. It brings your eye all the way up and it makes your space look taller than it actually is. Some people, you know, in the old traditional ways, just did it 12 inches up above the window, which you can do, especially if, let's say, your ceiling is much, much, much farther above than, you know, 2 feet above the window header. So you have that to consider. You want to consider, obviously, you measure the sill length, the panels that touch the windowsill. Those are very old-fashioned. Don't really do those anymore unless there's a radiator underneath the window. Apron length is the panels that fall just below the windowsill. We don't do those anymore. Floor length panels that skim the floor. That's something that most, like 99.9% of the length of your drapery panels are going to be. Floor length panels, but they don't puddle, which is the next length, on the floor. They just about a half inch off the floor. So that way when you're opening and closing, they're not, it's not dragging on the floor. And then the other puddle length is the last one, puddle length. And that's when the panels pool slightly on the floor for a more dramatic look. This is a very elegant look. This is something that's you normally do for a decorative drapery panel that's not functioning. Otherwise, it's just constantly dragging on the floor. It looks kind of sloppy. And you want to have function. So if you're puddling, that means that you're not opening and closing those drapery panels. You more than likely have another layer, like a shade or a Roman shade, covering the window to open and close that. Or you don't have any shades and it's just showcasing and kind of softening some really tall, like double height cathedral type windows in either an entryway or a staircase. So make sure that you are thinking about all that when you're looking at length. But for us, at Aculus Interiors, we love to do ceiling to floor. It's just so beautiful. And most ceilings are only 96 inches high. And so it really heightens that space and it makes it look very elegant and modern. Now, if you're not experienced, obviously, if you're a homeowner and you don't do this every day, you can test out everything before finalizing. You can use painter's tape or temporary hooks to simulate different hanging heights or the width of how it's going to stack off of the window for that fullness before making any final adjustments. And if you are hiring a professional like ourselves, anyone worth their weight in gold that's going to provide you quality window treatments and provide you good customer service, they're going to then have a remeasure, it's called. So the installer who is installing it or the company comes out and they remeasure everything down to the eighth of an inch, especially when you're talking about shades. But of course, they also remeasure for the rod and the length and where everything's hanging because they know and they think about all those details of even brackets, you know, the bracket height of how the rod actually gets attached to the wall, like how high those need to be and all that. And all the spacing, if there's corners, if there's narrow windows, and all of the things to consider. And they will account for all that hardware. They'll calculate all that, and they'll give you the exact amount and the final accurate measures to ensure that your drapery panels achieve the desired fullness and are hung at the perfect height. And really, when this happens, it's going to make your space look beautiful, elegant, and it's going to function. Now, one last detail about these fullnesses of the drapery. It affects maybe by an eighth of an inch what type of pleat you choose. Are you choosing a French pleat where it kind of pleats and then has two little, like two little folds of fabric kind of flaring up like a V? That's a French pleat. Or is it a pinch pleat where at the top, those two flares that are folded together and pinched at the top? Or is it a more of a modern, this really takes a lot more delicate measuring intricacy. If you have what we do here as a wave curtain, which that means that you're automatically assumed, but it is a motorized curtain that has this memory form of a wave. So it kind of goes in and out like a U shape of the pleat versus the pleat being closer and tighter when you close the curtain panel. So those also will be wider. The wave curtain will be wider than the normal stack of the pinch pleat or the French pleat when you stack it off the window. Lots to consider. But really, for a polished look, plan for your curtains to touch the floor, to function, and to go all the way up as far as you can to the ceiling, maybe right underneath the molding, the crown molding. And if you want to do the wave modern motorized, then you actually will, your curtains will go up into the ceiling and the track can be installed in your ceiling. So it literally is ceiling to floor draperies. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. And if you want to look at any of those examples of the wave curtains, the floor to ceiling, head on over to our Instagram at Akilis Interiors and you can see all of the examples there. I hope this was informative. I hope it was helpful and not too technical. And so now you have some verbiage as to understand what they're talking about when they're asking you all these different questions. You won't look at them with these blank stare of, I don't know. And that really gives you power, right? Knowledge is power. And then you'll be happy with the finished product because you'll be confident. You know what's actually coming. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate and review this brand new podcast. And thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, keep on being creative. This episode is sponsored by Akilis Interiors. Redefining luxury window treatments, providing high quality, customizable, modern smart home solutions that enhance your home. Our advanced materials, elegant and luxurious, enhance the privacy and insulation of your home, keeping it energy efficient year-round. Elevate your living space with our modern technology-savvy window treatments and discover the luxury of effortless control and timeless style today. Get your free quote at akilisinteriors.com. Local in Orange County, California.